always say that the individuals buy into the leader before they buy into the vision. And it's really important for me to ensure that I cultivate a space within my team members.
What's up, y'all? My name is Alan Sheriff, aka Alan the Sheriff of All Things Innovative, and this is the ATS Podcast. Here on the ATS Podcast, we talk about all things science, technology, and psychology related, and it's my hope that I'm making the world a better place, one new episode at a time. Everyone, welcome back. I think this is going to be a really special episode today. We have the CEO of Noble Uprising, and she's going to help me discuss the use of technology in delivering equitable education and critical resources. And so today we have the CEO of Noble Uprising. She is constantly working to serve and educate and empower women all over the world. She leads the Women's Business Enterprise National Council's Women of Color program, and she is actively working to make life better for women all over the world, especially women of color. I am so glad to have her on the podcast today. Everyone, please join me in welcoming Audrey. Awesome. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you, Alan?
I'm good. I'm glad to finally have you on. Shoot, I was thinking to myself, yo, back at USG, I never had the opportunity to sit down and discuss your amazing company. And it's just, this is just really an opportunity to just flesh it out and just get it all out there. And, you know, just get your idea on what your inspiration was behind this entire enterprise. And, you know, just help people get a sense of the direction in which you're taking the company. So this is awesome. I'm glad I finally got you on here.
Well, thanks for having me. It's always a pleasure to speak with like-minded individuals. I have these discussions all the time, so I'm excited to discuss with you and share any insights and also learn from you as well.
Awesome. All right. Well, then let's go ahead and just dive right into it. So basically, I see through what you're doing with your company right now is to basically not only help increase, you know, the representation of women, but women of color in general. So I was wondering if you could speak a little bit to where you're taking Noble Uprising as of now. What role do you think Noble Uprising will be playing in the future?
Of course. So just to give a bit of a background on Noble Uprising, who we are, and the women that we serve. So Noble Uprising, we're a 501c3 nonprofit organization. We serve, educate, and empower women to overcome hardships. It can be women experiencing homelessness, poverty, unemployment, underemployment. But our hope is that we provide programs that provide value in their lives to help them overcome hardships, and programs that help them improve their overall quality of life. So with that being said, Noble Uprising, wow. When I started Noble, like I almost stumbled into entrepreneurship. When I started Noble Uprising, it was never like a pursuit of, I'm going to be this nonprofit CEO. Like it was never that like that, you know? Mm-hmm. But it started when I saw a problem in my community, an issue that individuals in my community were facing. And I decided to, instead of saying what's being done, I decided to do something about it, right? And so it started off as just a project with me and a few of my friends. We called up homeless shelters, spoke with directors, asking them what their need was, what issues were they facing, how can we serve, how can we support. And it was through that initiative, just that step forward of starting with the question of what can I do about this issue, that mm-hmm. led to what is now Noble Uprising and essentially, you know, what we have grown into. So in terms of the role that I see Noble Uprising playing in the future, it's interesting because our Noble vision is a society where every woman has access to good health, affordable housing, and sustainable employment. And so in terms of the role in which I see Noble playing in the future is in all of those, right? We want to make sure that everyone has the opportunity to affordable health, affordable housing, and sustainable employment, because these are the three fundamental rights that I believe every human needs and every human should get. So That's where I see us in the vision. That's where I see where Noble Uprising is going, really a community-focused organization that is focused on actually solving problems that women face in their daily lives.
I love to hear it. I love to hear it. I love how you talk about where you originally started off and where your inspiration came from, because I feel like not as many people probably have that nowadays. And so that's kind of what prevents, that's kind of what, that kind of, that, that's kind of what brings into, what am I trying to say here? I think that sometimes when people think about entrepreneurship, all they're thinking about is entrepreneurship. It's like, okay, my passion is to just work hard and see if this can work out for me. As opposed to you, where it's like, I actually have something that I'm working towards. This is my passion. This is, I love seeing, you know, the happiness in people's faces. I love seeing their eyes bright up when we see that, when they see that we're bringing about the necessary change for them and the positive impact on their lives and the lives of their families. So I think that that's a very wonderful thing. And I think that a lot more people need that inspiration. They need that initial, they need that influence from the incipient stages. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, and so I love that you've cultivated that so much and incorporated that into everything that you do, especially with regards to this company and, you know, typically how you carry yourself. Because I know you've been real busy, mad busy. Like, that's why I never had the chance to talk to you at USG. I was like, oh, man, this company sounds so interesting. I want to learn more. I want to figure out how I can get involved. But she was like, you were going off campus as soon as I pulled out. I was like, wait, what's going on? Where's she at?
But I was like, no, it's so great. Interesting. And I agree, right? This was something that if I think back at the journey that I've been on due to just the work that we do at Noble Uprising, I don't think I would have even ventured to start a company if not going through that project stage. Mm-hmm. And it's so true what you said about having that core focus on, you know, that keeps me grounded on why I do what I do and why Noble Uprising was created. And I'll tell you a quick story about why I actually made the decision. So we were doing our program. We partnered with the Montgomery Avenue Women's Shelter to create career readiness training. And I always say I was doing that project work more than I was doing my homework. I loved the work that we did. And it was run by college students, so there was a lack of credibility when it came to certain things. So I had to ensure that we were really operating professionally with the mindset of, you know, taking everything that we do seriously and doing it in a way that make people feel loved, heard, valued, and respected. So one day we were doing a potluck and it was Thanksgiving. We just went to play games with the women. And one of the women we had this conversation and she said, Audrey, like, you know, the training is great, but just having you all come in and be that light with us. What she shared with me was that in the shelter, something that they experience is, they all kind of go through certain similar situations. And so I share my story, you share your story, and we all kind of go down this like black hole of like depression and all these things because we're all sharing traumatic experiences, right? Mm-hmm. But having, she shared that having us come into the shelter and just do things like have fun with them, play games and experience, and while also helping them develop professionally, it was so great for her and she really enjoyed that process. And I didn't think about it like with that perspective that she shared. And I was like, okay, the feeling that I got after that conversation, I was like, okay, this is what I could do for her. If what I'm doing for a long time, I can have this feeling, I can do this, I would love to do it forever. So that was one of the key decision-making situations that led me to create Noble Uprising. And it's still what, you know, I think about till today when I think about our programming. Are we actually serving a need rather than just putting something out there? Are we actually serving our women?
I'm glad to hear it. That caring aspect, showing people that they're more than just a commodity. You know, you're going into these shelters, you're talking to these individuals, you're connecting with them on a you know, a fundamental level, when you're also showing them that you're a human being or playing games with them. You know, you're not a robot. We all in this together. You feel me? So I love it. I love it.
Yeah, that's like the fundamental, you know? I think that when it comes to a lot of the work that we do, a lot of people have, and I know we're going to talk about this a little bit later, but I think a lot of people have removed the human aspect to a lot of things. The empathy, right? Like, we're dealing with other humans. We're not dealing with their situations. We're not dealing with, you know, like, the human aspect is what keeps us grounded. And so, yeah, that's about it.
Nah, I love it. I love it. So shoot, before we even I want to make sure that we get all the important questions, and let's pivot a little bit more to technology. So talk a little bit about some of the technological challenges you feel Noble Uprising might face in the future. Are there any types of technologies that you're looking at right now that could help enhance your company operations?
Yes. So that's something that we are huge on now. In 2020, we did a whole reset of the company, understanding what our trajectory is, and also what our core is as an organization. So we revamped our company values. We call them now the company, the Noble Code. I can share more about what that is. We worded out our Noble mission to ensure that we were being more inclusive of individuals who sometimes get overlooked when it comes to certain services. So we did that. I mean, internally we did all of that, and now we created platforms within our operations to ensure that we're a well-oiled machine, so everyone's not siloed. So Microsoft Outlook, the whole suite, we were grateful to receive support from Microsoft Outlook. And so our whole system, whether through, you know, the digital virtual conferencing through Teams, Outlook, the whole shebang, right? So we're really grateful for that, because it keeps us organized, especially Teams has been like our savior, especially when it comes to managing our departments, making sure that everyone in the organization, when everyone needs to know what documents we're working from, everyone has access to that. So there's that piece of things. Even other task organizational platforms like Trello, we use mm-hmm. that heavily when it comes to our quarterly goals. Number one, I just had a meeting, quarter one is ending, 2022 Q1 is ending, so we just had a meeting about, you know, what our Q1 goals were, and most of those we use Trello to track that. In terms of our programming, right, technology, I think that in this day and age, if you're not utilizing technology, you're doing yourself a disservice, especially when it comes to your company and even the individuals that we serve. So in the future, something that, you know, it's very much in the planning stages right now, but we hope that it will be fully grown and fledged out when we launch it, is creating a platform, a noble platform, where we're able to connect our constituents, we're able to connect our Noble women. And essentially it serves as a specific area where individuals can go, our Noble women can go, get resources, even training, get training, education on certain things, and also connect with certain professionals. And so we're looking at, you know, there are certain benefits to that, right? Number one, we have all of our constituents in one place mm-hmm. where we can contact them when we want to, even when it comes to collecting data. That's so important, right? So we have that system or that platform where we're able to, number one, collect data, we're able to connect easily with our constituents while also not relying on certain platforms that have already been created. Like, this is ours, right? So certainly there's a huge role that technology plays in the future of Noble Uprising. If I would say the challenges would be our audience or our clients, not all of them have the luxuries that we have, right, when it comes to technology. And so I would say that would pose some of the challenges. For example, with one of our programs, Noble Plus, we partnered with an apartment complex where we provided certain base, like food items, to the individuals in that apartment complex. And what was interesting is not everyone, something as easy as like creating for us, we created a job form, sign up form, everything. A lot of the residents there, the individual who were working with the program and the apartment manager, I don't remember her title, but it was someone who ran the apartment, the director of the apartment. She had to work with us to sign up a couple of people manually. So not everyone has the same luxuries that we experience when it comes to technology. So I would say that that would be the challenge that we would face in the future when instituting like our platform. But I think that it is so important for the well-being of our organization, ensuring that we have data that we're collecting in order to improve the types of services that we offer and better serve our women.
On this Noble platform, women will be able to connect to one another as well, right?
Okay, yes,
just curious.
Yes, right, yeah, yes. So, and that's another thing, right? Like, I think that having that community, it's all about community, right? One of our Noble codes or our Noble core values is we're community focused, not only with, we understand that the work that we do, we can't do alone. And so we're not only community focused when it comes to the partners that we have, right? Corporate and community, but also within our women, providing opportunities for them to connect with one another.
Love it. And I was thinking earlier about what you were saying about kind of like the internal operations that you had going on with using Microsoft Teams and Outlook and stuff like that. And I know there are a lot of companies nowadays that sometimes keep their employees distant, almost as if they just want the work done. But I love the fact that you basically locked that down. It's like, yo, we're communicating today. And if you don't know, now you know. Like, so make sure you're here at this time, at this place. We're going to hash out all the details.
You know, what's so funny about that is, when I think of one of my biggest challenges, I'm a visionary, right? We follow the EOS model. So the entrepreneurial operating system, and there's a book called Traction by Gino Wickman. And essentially it talks about this system, and they have two individuals who are two mindsets, the integrator and the visionary. The visionary is the person that's thinking, you know, 10 years from now, what are we doing? They are like, have ideas and they're on the move, whereas the integrator is the one that takes the visionary's ideas and says, okay, I noticed your idea, but how do we actually do this, right? And I'm the visionary. I'm like 10 years from now. So when it came to that internal managerial like structure, it's not my natural inclination, right? So I had to really learn that. But what I have learned is when the heart is involved, it's easier for people to get buy-in. I always say that the individuals buy into the leader before they buy into the vision. And it's really important for me to ensure that I cultivate a space within my team members that it's not only like the telling that they should be, but they want to collaborate. They want to be in that space where we're working together for a greater mission.
Oh man, I like that. Buying into the leader before they buying into the vision. I need to get a bumper sticker for something like that. Just put it on because I'm already liking it. Unless you stole it off Google or something.
No,
something
you're not telling me. Stole it off of like a book. Where's the book? It's like
I don't think there's a book there.
There's a book that I read daily on leadership. It's and I just met this guy on Sunday. It is John C. Maxwell. He's like a guru when it comes to leadership, and he has Maxwell's 365 it's a daily reader. So essentially, like every day for the most part, I try to do it every day, but there's a prompt that has like something on leadership, and that was a quote that he had said in the book that really stuck with me.
Awesome. I want to try and go ahead and ask you this question here real quick, because I know we're running out of time a little bit, but I wanted to talk a little bit about the Young Leaders Mentorship Program that you had coming up in June. So basically, what makes you feel like mentorship is so important, at least, I mean, particularly for you, and why do you think we need more of it? Why is this something you've chosen to focus on?
Of course, because if I could attribute my success to, I attribute my success, quote unquote, to a lot of things, but for me, the reason why I was able to grow as a leader, as a community champion, anti-poverty advocate, it's because of the mentors and the sponsors that I had in my life.
Yes.
And I think that it is important for me to do the same for the next generation of leaders who are coming after me. I think that I'll be doing myself a disservice if I choose to, if I get all this information and I, you know, this many people pour their time, money, effort, knowledge into me, and I don't do the same for other individuals who are coming after me. So leadership is very important. Mentorship, it's really important to me. And what's really interesting about the Young Leaders Mentorship Program is there are a lot of organizations and a lot of companies that will help you cultivate your business idea, right? You can go through incubators, you can go through, you know, different programs that will help you develop your business idea. But what I found was there were very few that would help you develop yourself as a leader, right? Mm-hmm. Develop your brand as an entrepreneur. When you, and I realized this because when you pitch your business, a lot of the investors ask you, why are you the right person to bring this idea to fruition? And if you can't answer that, it's really, you know, it discredits you.
Yeah, that's deep. So, I felt that one. Like, I actually felt that question in my heart. So I'm doing my own personal investigation. go on.
It's true, right? Because for the most part, certain things make sense, right? Especially when I was pitching Noble, the model makes sense. But why are you the right person to go through this? And if you don't understand your why, if you don't understand your core, that it's going to be hard for you to answer that. And so for the Young Leaders Mentorship Program, it's really focused on the individual, right? When you are able to master self, I always say this, when you master self, you can overcome anything, right? Nice. Master what you say to yourself, master how you treat yourself, your habits, understanding your leadership style, your communication styles, understanding the brand that you have and all of that. You're able to, you know, go out there and be your best self, especially with confidence and walk with purpose and intent. So
I love it.
The leadership, the Young Leaders Mentorship Program is really focused on developing the leader and ensuring that they are sound enough to go out and take over the world in whatever field they want to do it in.
Oh man, I love it. I love it. I just might have to hop in that program myself.
It's starting this year, June. So if you know, this year, June, to get more information about it, you can certainly, I don't know if you're putting contact infos out there, but feel free to contact me. You can go to nobleuprising.org to contact Noble and they'll get it to me. But essentially, I'm really excited about this program because I think that the more we invest in the next generation of leaders, the more I think certain problems and certain challenges that we're facing in the world will become more obsolete or you know, less of a challenge.
Gotcha. Well, that was a perfect segue because I was about to say we're out of time. So if you wanted to take any additional time to put some additional contacts out there, you know, your social media, just let people know where they can find you.
Of course. Feel free to contact me. My Instagram, Audrey Awesome. Facebook, Audrey Awesome. LinkedIn, LAUDREYAWASOM. Awesome. Noble Uprising on all platforms, Instagram, Facebook, and LinkedIn. And stay tuned because I'll be taking my personal brand more seriously this year. And so I'll be launching the official Audrey Awesome website soon. So audreyawesome.com will come live very soon. So look out for that. And then obviously, if you want to get more information on Noble Uprising and the women that we serve and you want to support in whatever way, feel free to go to www.nobleuprising.org to get more information.
That is awesome. And I'm telling you right now, your fan base is going to grow extremely quickly just based off the strength of your last name. That is quite awesome.
We're
following Miss Awesome, the awesome team. We out here for the awesome team. That's you gonna make that work. You'll make that work.
I love it. Thank you, Alan. I like the ring of that, the awesome team.
No problem. All right, Audrey Awesome. Thank you so much for coming on the podcast today. Greatly appreciate it. Oh man, I have so many other questions to ask you. But maybe we'll be able to pick this back up at another time.
Yeah,
hopefully we'll get the chance to definitely hash it out. And appreciate you coming here. Love your work. Keep doing what you're doing. We're all behind you. And yeah, wish you nothing but more and more success in the future.
Thank you so much, Alwin. I really enjoy participating today and even the podcast. You're doing a fantastic job. So I'm happy to support you in any way.